dark. From the Kovel Kuvo Studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org. A proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
God bless you. Good morning. I'm Deborah Walker. As I prepare for the gospel train to come to you, bringing you a blessing. That's right. We are in the last day of the celebration of the 4th of July. And I'm here from the Kovel Kuvo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. That's right, 40 years. That's right, we are KUVO 89.3 Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. The Gospel Train also runs, that's every day, online at DAWS2000.com. And that's during the week. For a moment of inspiration for your listening pleasure. Well, our condolences go out to, of course, Walter Scott Jr., the Whispers, one of the founding members who passed away last week. We just praise God for all of the great gospel music that they had provided. They had a great, great album, so we will kind of play some of that today. And so I want you to stay with us as the gospel train comes to you in celebration of America, the 4th of July, the Whispers. And of course, next week, I want you to remember that the gospel stage, July 13th, from the old school to the new school at the Colorado Black Arts Festival. The gospel train will be there, and I hope that you will be there as well. Stay with us. We got a great show planned for you. Thank you for riding on the gospel train.
Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here, dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom. And that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
What's so wrong? baby, come on. for that grace that has saved you, that's rescued you. Could you put your hands together with us? Trust in you, Christ the King, everything to you. Oh, Christ the King, yeah, my everything. I give my life to you, Christ the King.
Christ the King, yeah, my everything. precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am
Praise God, you're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the gospel train. That was none other than, of course, Twinkie Clark. We opened up this set with Thomas Whitfield. We had the Volunteer State Mass Choir, the Brooklyn Mass Choir, Tremaine Hawkins. There we came right to you there, right on the gospel train. That's right here. I do want to remind you that opening act, they start next weekend. My girl Sylvia Cordy is doing her thing. You can give her a call at 301-943-2949 if you have any information. That is Where Dreams Take Center Stage, and she takes young girls from 5 to 17, and they help. It's a little workshop that they do, but it's a kind of summer camp that starts July 14th through the 25th over there at Clayton Early Learning Center. Also, Linda Theus Lee, she is back at it. Mark your calendars for September 29th. She's going to be at Dazzles, but this time she's doing a little different kind of thing because she's going to have the orchestra with her, and it's going to be a great, great event. That's Dazzles. Doors open at 6. Showtime's at 7. Linda Theus Lee, Monday, September 29th. If you love the girl, I'm telling you, she's doing Linda Theus Lee Big Band. LTL, that's Stage and Swing. You're going to really, really enjoy that. Also, you definitely want to be at the Colorado Black Arts Festival, especially the gospel stage. We got a brand new thing going on. I got my interview with my niece, Rosalyn. She's going to be coming up real shortly. So keep it locked right here. I do want to let you know, if you want to get your word out, your nonprofit organization or event, on KUVO. Submit your PSA at KUVO.org under the contact ad. Stay with us as we have more great gospel music coming to you right after this.
Bravo Vale Music Festival presents symphonic performances by the Philadelphia Orchestra and New York Philharmonic this July. From Vivaldi's The Four Seasons to Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, Bravo Vale has live music all summer. Tickets at bravovale.org.
Hi, this is Pocho Joe, inviting you to listen to La Raza Rocks, where you could hear the lost and forgotten treasures of Chicano and Latino rock-based music, Sundays at 1 p.m., only on KUVO Jazz.
The Colorado Celebration of African American Arts and Culture
presents the 39th Annual Colorado Black Arts Festival.
Friday, July 11th through Sunday, July 13th at Denver City Park West.
It's a vibrant three-day celebration of African American arts, culture, and community.
Enjoy a weekend filled with live music, visual art, cultural storytelling, and delicious food that reflects the rich traditions of the African diaspora.
Take time to explore the festival grounds and support over 80 local artists, creatives, and Black-owned businesses in the marketplace.
For more details, go to colbaf.org.
I invite you to accompany me weekdays beginning at noon for an exciting episode of Lunchtime at the Oasis on KUVO Jazz. Yours truly, Aitudo Gomez, will share new arrivals, classic vocals, and I'll honor the daily birthday celebrants with a side of Latin jazz to spice things up. That's weekdays at noon right here on KUVO Jazz.
Free.
While I'm on
this tedious
journey,
Oh, you're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's the Little Whispers and their gospel album talking about Walk With Me.
Good morning. I am here with Deborah Walker, but I am Minister Daryl J. Walker, and we are riding on the gospel train. Hallelujah.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the gospel train. And today I have the privilege of having my niece,
woo-woo.
That's right, woo-woo, Roslyn Walker with me, who is, I passed the baton to him on the Colorado Black Arts Festival. She's going to be coordinating, and she has been doing a wonderful, wonderful job. So this year, we are proudly showcasing the history of gospel music chronologically to celebrate and preserve the rich history of gospel music. Hello, Rosalind.
Hello, Deborah. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you.
Yeah. So you're going to tell me all about all this exciting things that you have done to change the gospel stage, the F Cosmo gospel stage, which is going to be Colorado Black Arts Festival, July 13th
yes.
at City Park.
Correct.
So
yes.
tell me all the exciting things that you're doing.
Well, you know, it came as a, I guess, vision in my spirit to figure out how we could, you know, pass the baton and really add a little bit more flavor to the gospel stage. We honor and love all of the artists that have performed and come before us. But I figured since we are about African history and cultural history, what better way than to showcase and bring the gospel train live to the gospel stage, the F. Cosmo Harris gospel stage. So that's what we're doing. We're bringing it live from the
yes.
radio to in person.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the gospel train. So we are inviting everyone to come and join and ride on the gospel train as you take us through this historical journey.
Yes.
From what? The 1900 to present times.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
We're going to honor artists that came before us and just the evolution of gospel music, starting from our spiritual roots. All the way to our contemporary gospel music that we listen to today. But it's all been very impactful to the growth of the culture, the growth of the heritage, and I really want us to showcase and honor that at the gospel stage.
Great. Okay, so let's talk about Minister Daryl Walker,
yes.
some of the featured artists that you're going to have.
Yes.
I love him. So he's going to be representing the Spiritual Project on one of the openings. And tell me about some of the other artists.
Yeah, so we have with us coming Namvula. She is an African artist that she's be bringing more of the cultural and the rich history before we claimed it to be gospel. She'll be bringing that through her worship. And then we also have Dare to Believe, which many of our Colorado folks out there, especially in the gospel and Christian community,
yes.
know very well of. So they'll be bringing a wonderful performing arts showcasing eras between the 1980s, maybe some of our C.C. Winans, our Rance Allens
yes.
of the time.
Yes. Okay. All right. And who else?
Who else do we have coming up?
How about Chris?
That's right. We have Confluence.
Yes.
I got so many. We got Confluence coming up, and they'll be, you know, highlighting more of the 1960s, 1970s era, bringing us more of the traditional sound of gospel music. We're going to be honoring artists like Thomas Dorsey, who was the father of gospel, James Cleveland, who was coined as the king of gospel.
Yes.
And so really just, again, highlighting the evolution of gospel music.
Okay, so let's talk about the setting, because we have changed this setting of the stage.
Yes.
Because now we're kind of putting it where we have chairs and we're going to have, you know, people there and,
yes.
you know, KUVO, we're going to be there and, you know, going to be giving away a lot of stuff. And so it's going to be kind of like a church setting, or kind of like that old history where all the gospel church people used to come together.
Exactly.
You know, and that's going to be really a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine, and I remember growing up going to City Park for the Black Arts Festival, and we were there all Sunday. And it was a praise and worship all Sunday. And we're going to end as a community doing praise and worship. So it's not just come to see your choir or your favorite artist to perform, but we want everybody to be comfortable. So we're going to have seating, limited seating, but we're going to have seating available in the park for us to just, again, ride this gospel train all day. It's going to start at 12:30. And we're going to end again in a bang with a community praise and worship by 6 o'clock.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I'm loving it.
Yes.
And I just love it because now that I'm passing that baton on to you, that you are really bringing a new flavor, and we need that young flavor that really can appreciate where we have come from,
mm-hmm.
and where we're going, you know, so you're taking us to another level.
Thank you.
That is July 13th.
Yes.
Colorado Black Arts Festival. We want to ride on the gospel train.
What are we riding? The gospel train.
That's right.
Yes. We're going to ride the gospel
on the
train.
F. Cosmo Harris gospel stage.
Yes.
We want you to be there. We're going to be right across from East High School. And parking's going to be available at East High, so it'll be really, really convenient for you to get there. So if you need more information, what is the last words that you can say?
Well, go to the website, the Colorado Black Arts Festival website, if you do want more information regarding our lineup for the gospel stage. But again, we just want to come and praise together and, again, honor the history, the rich history of gospel music, honor those that have came before us. And also, this is a tribute to my Aunt Debbie for the roots and the foundation that she also has placed in the city of Denver, Colorado. So we look forward to seeing you guys all there. I'm excited. The energy is going to be high, and we're just going to praise together as a community.
Praise God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Remember, you heard it first right here on the Gospel Train.
The Colorado Celebration of African American Arts and Culture
presents the 39th Annual Colorado Black Arts Festival.
Friday, July 11th through Sunday, July 13th at Denver City Park West.
It's a vibrant 3-day celebration of African American arts, culture, and community.
Enjoy a weekend filled with live music, visual art, cultural storytelling, and delicious food that reflects the rich traditions of the African diaspora.
Take time to explore the festival grounds and support over 80 local artists, creatives, and Black-owned businesses in the marketplace.
For more details, go to colbaf.org.
Chosen one. Some people say. Lord, I will trust you and believe, because I know you will work it out for me. Open up the door, please speak a word of life, Lord. Show me what you have in store, Jesus. I need you to work it out. I can't see. Lord, I'll trust you and believe. Oh, Lord, I need you to work it out. Work it out for me. Work it out for me. That's my part right there. Work it out for me. Work. Work it out for me. I'll do it again, Tyrone. Work it out for me. Oh, Jesus, work it out for me. Lord, I trust you and believe. Please, Jesus, work it out for me. Work it out for me, please. Work it out. Oh, I need you. Oh, work it out. If Rance Adams here, he'd say, work it out. Work it out for me. Just wave your hand and say, work it out for me. Work it out for me. Lord, I trust you. That you will work it out for me. I like that little song. Work it out for me. Oh, work it out for me. Lord, I trust you and believe. Can y'all hear me say that? Work it out for me. Oh, say, work it out.
Life at the Vineyards includes a culinary celebration of foods from our local and talented chefs, offering an array of cuisines from Jamaica to New Orleans to Italy to our favorite Mexican dishes. Held at the beautiful event space at Balistrieri Vineyards, this is where we can enjoy great food together. Your ticket covers all the food experiences. Get your ticket today at KUVO.org.
Want to know what your friends at KUVO are up to? Sign up for the KUVO newsletter at kuvo.org.
Sometimes I get in the way, so won't you take the lead, lead, lead. So won't you take the lead, lead, lead. And I could play the background,
and you could take the
It's evident you run the show, so let me back down. You take the leading role, and I play the background. I know I miss my cues, know I forget my lines. I'm sticking to your script, and I'm reading all your signs. I don't need my name in lights, I don't need a star on the road. And why gain the whole wide world if I'm just gonna lose my soul? And my ways ain't purified, I'm live according to your word. I can't endure this life without your wisdom being heard. So word to every dancer for a pop.
pop star, cause we all play the background, but mine's a rock star, yeah. So if you need me, I'll be stage right, praying the whole world will start embracing stage fright. So let me fall back and stop giving my suggestions, cause when I follow my obsessions, I end up confessing that I'm not that impressive. Matter of fact, I'm who I are, a trail of stardust leading to the superstar, yeah. That I was captain of my soul, I was master of my fate, lost control and then I sank. So I don't wanna take the lead, cause I'm prone to make mistakes. All these folks who follow me gon' end up in the wrong place. So just let me shadow you and just let me trace your lines. Matter of fact, just take my pen, yeah, you create my rhymes. Cause if I do this by myself, I'm scared that I'll succeed and no longer trust in you, cause I only trust in me. And see, that's how you end up headed to destruction, paving the road to nowhere. Pour your life out for nothing. You pull my card, I'm bluffing. You know what's in my hand. Me, I just roll and...
To make a difference in the community, Adams County is offering an opportunity for residents to serve on its boards and commissions to help shape the future of the county. More information at adco.gov.org/join a board.
Saturday evenings at 8, Kuvo is Smooth Jazz Denver. Connect with us and enjoy the music of a few friends like Dave Cause, Darren Ron, Boney James, Gerald Albright, and company. It's the soundtrack that flows with your weekend on Kuvo Jazz 89.
The Colorado Celebration of African American Arts and Culture
presents the 39th Annual Colorado Black Arts Festival.
Friday, July 11th through Sunday, July 13th at Denver City Park West.
It's a vibrant three-day celebration of African American arts, culture, and community.
Enjoy a weekend filled with live music, visual art, cultural storytelling, and delicious food that reflects the rich traditions of the African diaspora.
Take time to explore the festival grounds and support over 80 local artists, creatives, and Black-owned businesses in the marketplace.
For more details, go to colbaf.org.
Good morning. I am here with Deborah Walker, but I am Minister Daryl J. Walker, and we are riding on the gospel train. Hallelujah.
Rocky Mountain Public Media is the parent organization of Kuvo, 104.7 The Drop, and Rocky Mountain PBS. So what is public media? It's a promise to keep community first, to focus on sharing the stories of our neighbors, to talk about the difficult topics that need to be discussed, to inspire curiosity and creativity. It's made possible by the community, for the community. And it's the place where you belong. Rocky Mountain Public Media, where everyone feels seen and heard.
Okay. All right. Praise God. Well, it's about that time for us to get back to the station. I truly, truly enjoy being with you today. I hope you enjoyed the show. God bless each and every one of you. And remember to go with God in all of your ways and share that love with each and every person that you meet, because it's all about love. Conziel Mexicano is in the house. They'll be coming up next. And we do want to give a last tribute. We're going to let the whispers take us home, because it's nothing like in the name of Jesus. So go with God. God bless you. God willing, I will see you next week.
I'm not afraid to
You don't need no ticket. Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.